My name is Chev Chelios, and today I didn't die.
It's Stormheart. Why not just let me die?
They were keeping you alive to farm your organs.
They gave you an artificial heart?
Yeah.
How many bars is the battery charge?
One.
You got 1 hour. Keep your body electrically charged to keep it pumping. If you can get hold of your heart, I'm reasonably sure I can put it back in.
Okay, here's the deal. If you thought they were crazy for making a first-person sequel about a character who fell 10,000 feet from a helicopter in the previous film, you're right. Crank High Voltage is so utterly ridiculous and over the top that it makes the first film look like The Notebook in comparison. Jason Statham returns as a guy whose heart has been replaced with an artificial model that needs a steady jolt of electricity to survive. The movie is meant to be all kinds of hyperkinetic crazy fun, but it comes across as a poorly executed Roadrunner cartoon with foul language, naked girls, blood, and guts all running on a cocktail of amphetamines and crack cocaine, and not in a good way. Watching this movie is like trying to survive on Red Bull and Skittles. It might keep you up for a little bit, but before too long, you're just going to want to throw up. Crank High Voltage gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.